Hello, everyone. My wonderful patrons, it is the December update, the monthly update. I know it's like the 5th? Shit, I don't even know what day it is anymore. That's how good this is going so far. Everything has been moving at warp speed since the beginning of the month. Well, even a little bit before that. And I just wanted to take a minute and sort of sit quietly as Fury sits here and stares at me and wants in my lap, but I won't let him because it messes up the recording. And I wanted to just sort of reflect a little bit on what has happened and give a little insight on what's going to happen, and maybe talk a little bit about my return to GWA, which happened this morning, and where I'm at with that. I feel like that's the type of stuff that I get asked about the most for these rambles. So let's see what I can do. There's been lots going on, obviously. I've been just dumping content on you guys, which if you're listening and keeping up, I know some of you have been binging, which, wow, you're troopers, man, I'm telling you. There's just a lot of content all at once, especially after such a long break. And the Christmas event launched December 1st into the $10 tier. And hopefully when everybody gets to hear it, they'll enjoy it. I know so far the response has been very, very positive, and I'm very excited about that. That event, at one point I didn't think was going to actually make it when my voice went sideways and I had to change course on what I was going to do. I didn't actually think I was going to be able to finish 12 audios with, you know, improving them and doing the full production on them in terms of editing and doing the post-production in a month, basically. Stupid part is I conceptualized this thing in June, and if I'd have been thinking, I would have been working on it long before I did, but life happened and things went sideways and I had to adjust. And then my voice went sideways and I had to adjust again. The good news is adaptability is a thing, and apparently it worked in my favor this time because these audios turned out better than I could have ever hoped. So hopefully when you all get to hear them, you'll like them as much as I hope you do. They are probably some of my best improv work thus far. I have been working on my improv skills because I can't ask writers to produce 12 scripts in, you know, a week, so I can record them and put them out within, you know, 3 weeks after that. So I had no choice. So I'm excited about that. The launch to GWA is going to be interesting. I'm very nervous about that. I'm nervous about all things GWA, actually. I'm not going to lie. I've been gone a long time. I know 2 months doesn't seem like a long time in the grand scheme of things, but in GWA time, that's almost the life of the average performer. So the average performer, I was reading actually something on Backstage Tonight, the average performer lasts about 3 months. That's like the lifespan of a GWA performer on average. So I was gone 2/3 of that. And, you know, the user turnover in the community is so huge that I came back today and I feel like I'm starting all over again. You know, I have my crowd that knows who I am, you know, my followers and what have you, but the greater GWA crowd, it's all new people. I'm not seeing a whole lot of familiar names. The commenters aren't as many familiar people, as I used to know. So I feel like I'm starting from scratch again, which I'll be 100% honest, is a very uncomfortable feeling. And I'm struggling a little bit with that tonight because now I'm thinking that I have this event sitting here, these 12 amazing audios that I'm so proud of, and I'm going to release them into a community that has no idea who I am. And that scares me a little bit, I'm not going to lie. So, we'll see how I feel. I do have 2 more audios going up into GWA before the actual launch of the event, but I was thinking of bumping the first audio release, putting the first Noel up early, just to get a little bit more hype around the event itself. But I don't know how that's going to go. So we'll see. Stay tuned. Jury's still out. That being said, I have 24 audios dropping in December. 24. There's 31 days in the month. That means there's 7 days without content. Oh my God. And like, there's what? 3 days technically that are holidays. So like, it's a big month. So there's a lot of content coming. Siren, Patreon, the Boudoir has had an exclusive audio now. There will be more coming. And GWA, obviously. So, you know, I'm looking at all of this stuff and I'm going, okay, we're gonna find our footing. I'll find my footing. I always do. And there's always some trepidation when you come back from anything or you approach something that looks different than you thought it would, right? And that's where I'm at. So, I have to just keep looking forward. The content for December is recorded. The entire month is recorded. Most of January is recorded. Actually, I think all of January is recorded. And now I'm just working through the editing and putting the pieces together. And looking at what I have planned, there's a lot of great stuff coming. I'm finishing off two of my big series on GWA, The Last Vixen. Audio is coming. It's recorded. Bun sent me the script. Terrific, terrific finale. The vote in the Boudoir went very, very well, and everybody decided what they wanted, and Bun ran with it. He has created a very intimate experience for these characters, and it feels like a great end to their journey. This journey started as discovery for them. It started as a way for them to deepen their connection, to get to know each other in a different way, in a more intimate way. And this final piece that Bun has created for this just feels like it fits. And it's, when I read it, I know he was worried it was a little long, because these scripts do tend to be a little bit longer because there is so much going on. And I said, don't you dare change anything, because it was perfect, just as he had written it originally. And I recorded it, and, you know, trains aside, because I struggled a little bit with trains that day. when I recorded it, I went, oh my God, it's just a knockout. So that's coming. I've got the What Happens in Dreams series with Fix, my oral fixation, that is coming to its close as well. That one is recorded too. Again, just the perfect ending to the series. These two characters, you know, they started hooking up in the dream with the jewelry thingy, which is my favorite expression right now, the jewelry thingy, and sort of moved through transitioning that into real life, and now it's sort of the make or break point. Do they, don't they? And well, I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's fantastic what Fix has come up with. So really looking forward to that one as well. I also have a collaboration in the works that was brought to me, and I love reading anything anybody sends me, especially when it's a collaboration. I love the idea of working with other artists. I've had some absolutely fantastic experiences doing that. And this one that I'm waiting to sort of see what happens with it, I've recorded my part and I'm not editing. This is another another big step for me. I don't hand over the editing of my content very easily. I have to really trust the person and know that they know what they're doing before I can hand over the reins. So I'm doing so willingly this time, because I trust that the person who's editing this collaboration is going to treat it with the utmost care and professionalism, and it's going to be an absolute frickin' knockout. So that's coming too. It's a three-person collaboration. There's three performers, myself and two others. And it's frickin' scorching, guys. Like, honestly, I'm so excited for when it comes out. It's one of those things that you just go, oh my God, there's going to be so many just exploded minds over this one. and probably other things, but we won't talk about that because I don't talk about those things. So that is all coming. Other thing that is going to be happening here soon is the commission tiers will be opening in January. I did receive a couple of messages when the new tiers launched. Wow, I can't even talk now. When the new tiers launched December 1st, I did receive a few messages asking where the $75 and $100 tiers were because they are the commission tiers. And I believe I did say in the one update that I was not going to be opening them in December just because of the sheer force of my workload. 24 audios, hello. but I ended up just reiterating that I just don't have time to make commissions of the quality that I would want them. So January 1st, now that I've got basically December is done and January is mostly done, it's just a couple of audios still to edit, the commissions will be opening January 1st. So right at midnight on January 1st, because this is how Patreon works, those tiers will be available. And there are only 3 spots in each tier. That being said, I will look at my workload closer to the time. And if I feel I can take on more, I will open maybe at most 2 additional spots, 1 in each tier. So we could be looking at 4 in each tier, but as it stands right now, I'm going to stick with 3. It's going to depend on the time that I have. Because the other thing that I am working on is the Valentine's Day event. So all of the details are hammered out for that. All of the audios are ready to be recorded. I have a session scheduled for this coming weekend to get that finished, to record them so that I can get those edited and ready to go for release in February. So there will be another event coming. It will not be as many audios. The number that I've settled on is quite a bit lower than 12. And the number is tied to the whole purpose of the event, the theme of passion and love. And I don't want to give too much away because I like to keep some secrets, but it's going to be a fantastic event. It'll be similar in concept to the Christmas event, but not quite. And hopefully my voice will cooperate by then because I'm getting better every day, but, it's still a little bit finicky. So we'll see how that pans out because I'd like to be able to do some sort of a musical component. I'm a friggin' singer for crying out loud and I haven't been able to sing in entirely too long. So I'm hoping that I can at least pull out even one song would be beautiful. just let me be an artist again. That would be great. So that is on the way as well. I think that's all of the updates that I have. I'm just thinking, looking at my list, there's some really fantastic content coming. I've got 2 new series launching. There's one that has already been launched, the early access, the Siren series, with the gift that keeps on giving is the first in the series. That one is going to be 4 parts. They're all recorded, ready to go, and they'll be released. I haven't decided if I'm going to release them every 2 to 3 weeks or how that's going to go, but I'll figure that out. They are coming though. So there's that one. And then there is a brand new series coming into Patreon, not next week, but the week after. So the 3rd week of December, right as the Christmas event is going on, of course, that is called Illicit Affairs. And it's going to be a very different type of series for me. The story in it is quite compelling, and the way I've structured the audios is a little bit different, and I'm excited. It's one that I had the idea for, and I didn't know that I'd be able to make it work the way I wanted it to, and then when I recorded it, it hit exactly the beats that I wanted it to hit, so that one is coming as well. So there's just lots going on, guys. I can't even tell you how excited I am to actually be back and be creating again and to have so much more control over my content. I got into a bit of a rut where I was just filling scripts and I was looking for things that were all based on tags and algorithms and, you know, all of the analytics that I follow, which I still look at, but I've come back with an idea that I'm going to make the content I want to make based on what I know you guys want to hear. And I am going to do things a little differently every now and then. My siren release this past week was a prime example of that. It was a rape audio. And I received a little bit of hate over that because apparently rape is not part of my brand. And people were not expecting me to go out with a rape audio. Now, if you actually listen to the audio, you will discover it is not really rape. It is actually a consensual non-consent fantasy that is, I guess, set up by the speaker, and she is not actually being forced into anything. So not really rape, but has to be tagged as such because of the way the content plays out. So, you know, I like to play with that kind of stuff, different outside the box, because it lets me stretch and grow as a performer. And what I want to do now is I want to focus more on that than on numbers and analytics and upvotes and all of that stuff. Because yes, that stuff's important to me, just because it's a metric. It's something that allows me to measure the impact of what I'm doing. But it was controlling my content to the point where I wasn't enjoying what I was making. I shouldn't say that. I loved the scripts that I was picking. I just didn't feel like I could step away from picking scripts to do improv outside the box. You know what I mean? To dig into my own mind instead of, you know, depending on fantastic writers to sort of feed me and keep me going. Whereas now I feel like I can do a little bit of both, and I really enjoy that feeling. So I feel like it's a new era of content for me, and I'm hoping you guys like it as much as I do, because I'm having a great time making it. I have a list. So the list was at 42 improv concepts. I have recorded, what do I have? I'm looking at the list right now. I have recorded 23 of them. So I still have 19 to go, and I actually have 3 more that I want to jot down before I go to bed tonight. So, you know, it's just flowing, like the creativity is flowing, and I'm hoping that you're going to love it as much as I'm loving doing it. So we'll see what happens. As always, guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your support, for sticking with me while I basically fell off the fucking earth for 2 months. That was great. I literally disappeared, and y'all are still here. That was surprising to me. So thank you for that. Thank you for always being the best patrons a girl could ask for, the best supporters. And I hope that the content continues to earn that support. I hope that I continue to earn that support. It's all I can say. The gratitude that I feel for each and every one of you is, it's overwhelming at times, to know that you enjoy what I do so much that you stick around, and that's pretty epic. I can't deny that, and I wouldn't try. So thank you. So inadequate, but thank you. All right, that's it for me, guys. The world's still a crazy place, so I hope everybody is safe, healthy, happy as anybody can be when they're locked in their houses still, because shit's going sideways again. But take care of yourselves, take care of each other, stay safe, and I will talk to y'all next month.